All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike. I'm doing my little Leocho dance.
Little Leocho dance.
Do you like it?
I like it. How's it?
It's not really a little Leocho dance. I just made that up. But yes, we were in, well, we weren't, because the company won't send us there. But Brendan and Patricia were lucky enough to be going to Little Leocho. But they're just planning their trip now, right? We're not going to actually go with them.
I wish we could. I haven't been. You were supposed to go.
I was supposed to go, and Brendan hasn't been either, right? He was asking Patricia yesterday about the trip to Little Leocho. He didn't know where it was. We found out it's very close to Pingdong. It's down there in southern Taiwan, also not far from Kaohsiung. And Brendan was surprised that he wasn't going to be able to take a bus there, right?
Well, he would go underwater.
That's right, because it's an island.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And he wasn't too happy about the whole traveling over water in a boat, was he?
Nah.
No, why not?
Because he's probably going to get seasick. I have the same problem, so...
You turn green when you get on a boat?
I do, and my...
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Most people can get used to it. In English, we call that getting your sea legs. Your sea legs is being able to sort of deal with or be okay with the movement of the boat on the water. So it might take a few days or even weeks of traveling by water to get your sea legs because, yeah, many people at first do feel sick or seasick. But that wasn't going to stop them. He wanted to go to this wonderful coral island down there in southern Taiwan. So let's check out today's dialogue and find out more about the planning for their trip to Little Leocho.
Little Leocho, a beach paradise.
What should we do first?
We'll see Flower Vase Rock first.
A rock?
Not really. The sea shaped the coral reefs to make it look like a vase.
Then what will we do next?
We'll go snorkeling. We can see beautiful scenery under the sea.
Are you crazy? It's winter.
Don't worry, the water is warm.
Sounds fun. We might need to get some rest after all that, though.
Yes, we'll end the day at Geban Beach. It's also a great place to see the sunset.
I like this island already.
Rock. Rock. A rock in Yalu looks like a queen's head. A rock in Yalu looks like a queen's head. Scenery. Scenery. The scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful. The scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful. End. End. The teacher ended the lesson and all the students left the classroom. The teacher ended the lesson and all the students left the classroom. Already. Already. Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school. Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school.
Okay, so we have a good idea of where we're going, right? Little Leocho down there by Pingdong. How we're going... Yeah, by boat, because you can't go there by bus or car or train. So Brendan's next question goes to the next step of planning when you're on a holiday, right? Where are you going? How are you getting there? And then Brendan asks, what should we do first? Because right. many times when you go to a new place, a new city, a new country, you kind of have a list of things you want to see and do, right? Mm-hmm. With the most interesting at the top. And then down at the bottom, you might throw in some things that you will do if you have extra time.
That's right.
But of course, there will be some things at the top that we would call those must do or must see activities, the things mm-hmm. you must do or the places you must see. So what's the answer from Patricia?
Well, Patricia says, mm-hmm. we'll see flower vase rock first.
Flower vase rock.
Yeah.
That's a place, a thing?
I think it's a thing. Oh. I haven't been, but then she says that this is maybe like a must see
yeah.
or a must do that
Sounds
when
very
you're in,
interesting.
Yeah. So it's a flower vase rock. Let's first take a look at our word power word, rock. R-O-C-K, rock.
I like rock.
Yeah, rock and roll.
When we talk about a piece of rock, it means it's an especially large one that sticks up from the ground. So sometimes you see rocks on the floor. Those are tiny rocks. But this one that we're talking about is a huge one that you see that's sticking up from the ground. Okay? For example, we can say, a rock in Yelio looks like a queen's head. A rock in Yelio looks like a queen's head.
Oh, you're talking about a rock, like a stone, like mm-hmm. you find not rock music.
Nah.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Yeah, because Brendan is confused as well. He said, a rock?
Huh.
A rock.
A rock.
Mm-hmm. So I think not many of us will want to travel so far to mm-hmm. see just a rock.
Right.
So maybe in his head he's thinking, what is so special about it? What exactly does this rock look like that makes it where everyone wants to travel there just to see it?
That's a very good question. Let's go to Patricia's next line mm-hmm. and find out if she has an answer for Brendan's question of a rock.
Yeah.
And Patricia says, not really. It's not really just a rock like you find on the ground. As mm-hmm. she explains, the sea shaped the coral reefs to make it look like a vase.
Wow,
oh, that's okay. why it's the flower vase rock. Okay. Wow. Because a vase is kind of that shape, right? A mm-hmm. vase is that thing that you might put flowers into along with some water, and they have that sort of, you know, that shape, almost like a person or an hourglass
like
or something like that. There you go, like a lady's figure or something. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of unusual mm-hmm. for a rock to be shaped like a flower vase.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something they can do.
Yeah. So Brendan then says, then what will we do next? So
right.
we have the rock down.
Yeah.
There must be something else that we can do in Little Liuqiu.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to look at a rock for a whole day.
Nah.
Unless it was really special.
Yes.
But then you still wouldn't want to look at a rock for a whole day.
Somewhere difficult to get to.
That's true. It might take you a long time, but this island is very small. So there must be other things that they can do. And good news, there are. Patricia says, we'll go snorkeling. Hey, there you go. Snorkeling's that swimming you can do in the ocean, in the sea, where you have a mask and you have that tube that comes out of your mouth so you can breathe air. It's a wonderful way to see the beautiful fish on the reef. As she says, we can see beautiful scenery under the sea. Fantastic. Snorkeling is quite easy. I explained just now how to do it. And yes, if you want to see beautiful scenery, it's a great way to see it when the scenery is under the sea. Scenery is a word power word. It's spelled S-C-E-N-E-R-Y, scenery. Scenery. Now, this word is a very useful word. Of course, it's a noun. Basically, it talks about anything that you would find on the planet Earth. We're talking about hills, mountains, forests, lakes. And scenery especially is used when we talk about places like that that are beautiful. When you go there, you might pull out your camera, or if you have time, you might paint a picture of the scenery. We're not talking about an old apartment building with a 7-Eleven downstairs. That's not scenery. But if you've been to Tailuga, Taroko Gorge, or if you've been to Yelio, or somewhere really beautiful like that, you will go there to check out the scenery. So pretty. For example, the scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful. The scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful.
All right, so Brendan continues to say, are you crazy? It's winter. So remember, she's saying
yeah.
we could snorkel, but then it's really cold,
That's
isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, this time of year it might be a little bit cold. But Patricia seems to know a lot more about this. She's already thought about it. She tells Brendan, don't worry, the water is warm. Well, yeah, it's true. It's down south.
Yep.
Even if it's a little cool, it will still be warm enough for you to swim comfortably, and you won't end up just shivering and turning blue in the ocean, which would be no fun. But Brendan thinks it is fun, right?
Yeah, because he then says, sounds fun.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
We might need to get some rest after all that, though. So they've had a pretty busy morning,
right?
I guess. They went to see the flower vase rock.
Yep.
And then now they're going to go snorkeling.
That's right.
And then he says, we need to get some time to relax. A lot of physical things.
Yeah.
So let's see, what else can we do there?
That's true. And they probably had to wake up early to catch boat as well.
And he probably didn't feel good because he was sick.
Yeah, that's right. Being sick also makes you tired. Patricia says, yes, they will get some rest. She says, yes, we'll end the day at Goban Beach. All right, so that's where they will end the day. She says it's also a great place to see the sunset. Wow, that's lovely. Scenery, sunset, these are the types of things that people love to see and take pictures of on their holiday. It's a great way to end the day. So they'll end the day at Goban Beach. End is a word power word. Ooh, it's a really long word. So pay attention. End is spelled E-N-D.
Wow.
Three letters. End. We'll find out more right now. All right, end here is being used as a verb. When we use end as a verb, it's sort of like saying to finish. Finish and end are very, very similar. When an action stops, it ends. When the basketball game is over, the referee will blow the whistle because it's time to end the game. It's time to stop the game. When things start or they begin, that's when the action will start or begin. And then at the other end, we will end something. Notice, we can also use end as a noun, right? The end of the movie is when the bad guy gets beaten up by the good guy or, you know, something like that happens. That is what will end the movie, or that is the end of the movie. It's when the action stops. For example, the teacher ended the lesson and all the students left the classroom. The teacher ended the lesson and all the students left the classroom. Yes, and they mentioned there, Patricia mentioned there, that the sunset will be a great way to end their day, or watching the sunset will be a great way to end the day. And the sunset really does signal the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sunset is when the sun goes down, usually around 6 or 7 p.m., depending on the time of year. The sun will go down, the colors will become very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you see these oranges and purples in the sky, and it can be really lovely, really beautiful, especially when you're out on the water, when
mm-hmm.
you're on an island and you can watch the sunset over the ocean. Absolutely gorgeous. Just to let you know, the beginning of the day, around 5 a.m. in the morning, that's called the sunrise. So the sun rises, it goes up, and then about 12 hours or so later, it sets or it goes down. So Brendan says,
he says, I like this island already.
There you go.
Okay, so he's fallen in love with little Leo Cho, and he was at first kind of thinking, why do I have to go there? But after hearing everything about what Patricia said, he thought, you know what? It's actually a really great place to visit. Okay? He mentions the word already, and this is our word power word for today. Already is spelled A-L-R-E-A-D-Y. Already. No two L's. One L. So already here is used as an adverb, and it's used to express surprise that something has happened so soon or so early. For example, you could say, is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school. Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school.
Wow, so a boat trip and then viewing some amazing rocks, a little bit of snorkeling, and then watching the sunset probably from like a beachside or an oceanside cafe,
you have
a nice cold drink, your camera there. How wonderful that would be. And think of all the great fresh air that they would get.
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely being on those islands because it's so clean and it's so lovely. I'm a little jealous now.
I know.
I want to go.
Can we go on vacation too?
I don't know. But I want to go.
Let's go.
Yeah, we should go. But before we go, we're going to have to wrap things up here. And we're not just going to wrap it up with any old boring talking. We're going to be playing with bees.
Oh.
Right? Are you nervous?
I am.
I don't want to get bitten by or stung by a bee. So it's going to be a weird bee. We're going to have to take a little break, but we'll come back with bees.
I need to get prepared.
Yeah, stick around to see what happens.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
All right, so don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
The bees aren't going to hurt us
because
actually what we're going to do is we're going to have a spelling bee.
Oh, I feel so much better. I mean, I like honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey's delicious, but playing with a lot of bees just to get some honey, that sounds a little dangerous. So this is a spelling bee.
Right.
That's
Have you done that before?
I've had a spelling contest,
mm-hmm.
but I guess if it's a spelling contest, another way to call it is a spelling bee. And yeah, I won an award when I was really young, which was a long time ago, but my spelling's okay.
Okay.
You know, I can spell my name.
Yeah.
Usually.
How do you spell your name
Don't
again?
Don't ask me that.
All right, well, you know, let's put your spelling skills to the test.
Okay.
And
test.
You guys at home.
T-E-S-T.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
You're on a good roll here.
Roll. R-O-L-L.
Yeah, so if you guys are at home, want to try it?
H-O-M-E.
Let's try it together. All right?
Try T-R-Y. Together. T-O-G.
Together.
Anyways,
that's a long word. I forgive you.
Okay.
Okay, so let's try to spell the word already.
Already. Already. This one's tricky because, as you mentioned, you might think there's two L's. There aren't. Already. A-L-R-E-A-D-Y. Already.
Perfect. Yes. Do you want to test me?
Okay.
Or should I test
you? We'll use some of the words from our word power. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the one that I found really hard, and I'm sure you guys did too. And.
Oh my God. This one is so hard. Let me think.
Yeah. Okay.
E?
Yes.
N?
Yes.
D?
Oh, my God. Wow, that was amazing. Did you see that?
Good.
Three letters, and she got all of them.
Yeah.
That is pretty incredible. All right.
I think we have one more?
One more, sure. Okay. Let's do one more. Don't
give
me the hard one.
Okay,
give me the easy one.
How about rock?
Oh, thank you.
Your
I thought
favorite.
You were going to ask scenery. Okay, rock. R-O-C-K.
Rock.
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 There you go. And scenery? Well, yes, you guys know. It's in your books. We've just mentioned it. S-C-E-N-E-R-Y. That's the hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't necessarily think about that C. It's not skeenery.
Yeah.
It's scenery. So be careful with your spelling. Practice away. Maybe organize a spelling bee. It's lots of fun. And until then, we'll see you very, very soon. So bye-bye.
Bye.
Little Liuqiu. A beach paradise.
What should we do first?
We'll see flower vase rock first.
A rock?
Not really. The sea shaped the coral reefs to make it look like a vase.
Then what will we do next?
We'll go snorkeling. We can see beautiful scenery under the sea.
Are you crazy? It's winter.
Don't worry, the water is warm.
Sounds fun. We might need to get some rest after all that, though.
Yes, we'll end the day at Geban Beach. It's also a great place to see the sunset.
I like this island already.
Rock, rock. A rock in Yalu looks like a queen's head. A rock in Yalu looks like a queen's head. Scenery, scenery. The scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful. The scenery on the east coast of Taiwan is beautiful. End. End. The teacher ended the lesson, and all the students left the classroom. The teacher ended the lesson and all the students left the classroom. Already. Already. Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school. Is it 8 o'clock already? I'm late for school.